Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
What is going on, everybody? This episode 154 of Pop Culture Crisis. My name is Brett. I am here with my co-host. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Crisis Actors, it's Mary. I'm very happy to be here.
And I put it on Hannah Claire. I put the camera on Hannah Claire.
I was drinking water.
She was unprepared.
What are you doing?
I apologize. I screwed it up. I was waiting for one type of mistake to happen.
Brett always sabotaging the show.
Would you redo the intro?
Hi, Crisis Actors. It's Mary, this time for real.
I apologize about that. My bad. We have a crazy episode today, and we have a guest host who you are now already introduced to.
You just forgot to let me introduce myself.
Could you introduce yourself?
He's all out of whack today. Hi, I'm Hannah Claire Brimlow. I'm a writer for TimCast.com.
I get these weird like things in the YouTube thing in the YouTube like outline now that give me like it says like please insert ads here, and I keep telling it no because I'm not going to insert ads in the middle of the show, and it throws me off. I'm like reading it. I'm like, does something go wrong? Did I screw something up? But I didn't. I just screwed up the camera. So ladies, I am sorry. It is the end of the 4th of July weekend, and we are just getting our bearings back together. But speaking of that, we are going to talk about celebrities and their never-ending lifelong hatred for all that is the 4th of July, Independence Day, and pretty much
anything. Just pretty much anything ordinary people like, yeah. They hate it.
They're like, food that's good, that's bad for you, we hate it. They're like, mm-hmm. Barbecues, we hate it. Toys, fun, laughter, we hate it.
That's fireworks, hate it.
They hate it.
Remember, they all uniquely hate it differently. It's not a mob mentality. They all independently came to this conclusion.
It is a fair thing to say that, I mean, they were at least all pretty creative in explaining the exact same position in their reasons for hating America on the 4th of July. But to be fair, I will point out that, thank you. I am going to point out that the parts of it that I do think are fair and right, and, you know, just their ability to have their own protest and whatnot. But we've also got Amber Heard and the mysterious juror number 15 and her push for a new trial. And we've got gender neutrality in award shows, which combines something that I love, which is arguing about award shows, and something Hannah Claire hates, which is arguing about award shows.
No, I don't mind arguing about them. I hate them on principle.
Yes,
they really just lost their touch to me.
They're not well. One of the arguments they had is probably going to be something you'll enjoy when we get into it. So we'll get there. So if you ladies are ready, we got that. We got Podluck. We got a bunch of stuff. Are we ready,
Mary? We are ready.
I got the camera right that time. We're ready. Hannah Claire, are we ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So it says celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Jessica Chastain, and the media blast America on Independence Day because. That's what you do when you're famous
blasted America, canceled America.
You do this trendy thing, which is called being anti-patriotism and anti-your country. It's super unique.
The slammed would have been in red in all caps. It would have. So
red is an American color. They oppose that.
Okay, what would they use then?
Black,
okay, perfect. Or no, maybe like teal. Teal's not a very American color.
Teal is a
shade of
blue.
How about just the rainbow flag?
Perfect. Okay.
But we'll do that. One? There are so many now.
It says, as millions of Americans celebrate the nation's 246th birthday on Monday, major media outlets and prominent media liberals use the holiday to denigrate the U.S. That's nothing new. I did, before we get into the rest of it, find it really sad that they pointed out that they usually read the Declaration of Independence and the self-proclaimed I'll start from the top. But basically, they stopped reading the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. That bummed me out. So it says, while contrarian put-downs of the land of the free are second nature to social media malcontents, even the likes of NPR and ESPN got in on the act this year with the nation's publicly funded broadcaster scrapping a reading of the Declaration of Independence and the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in sports devoting prominent space on its website to a column bemoaning how America is tearing itself apart. Well, I don't actually necessarily disagree on the tearing itself apart aspect in some
regards. It's just not for the same reasons that they're talking about.
Exactly. And to have, like, public television not do the Declaration of Independence when it's a publicly funded show by the U.S., that's annoying. But basically, we have right here from Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry, they're on a 4th of July is canceled, is what they said, because of, Roe v. Wade and Clarence Thomas and all those other people.
It's crazy because it's, like, what happened with Roe v. Wade made so many people like America more. Like, it's just certain people who are like, did you know that we're all suffering?
Is that true? I mean, I haven't read, like, you read more of that type of news.
I mean, think of, like, a lot of pro-life advocates who were like, this is undoing something that made us really upset with our justice system. I mean, it was a Supreme Court precedent that introduced the federal protection for abortion. Except now, apparently, we're all upset about it.
There's also, like, a huge faction of people that really don't feel strongly either way, or they have mixed feelings about it. Therefore, like, this doesn't resonate with them, and it doesn't resonate with pro-life people either. So they're only appealing to themselves.
So the number one post here was the Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, and more celebrities suggested that the 4th of July should be canceled this year amid the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The reality stars were among a slew of A-listers who took to social media on Monday to address the disparity between Independence Day and the lack of independence women now have over their own bodies amid the controversial decision. The 4th of July has been canceled due to a shortage of independence. Sincerely, women.
It's so snarky.
I think that's the part I hate about it the most.
Sincerely, women. Like, if you actually feel that this topic deserves seriousness and like reverence about like life or death situations, then you wouldn't speak about it in a tone like that.
That's actually a really interesting point, because there's a YouTuber that I watch. He covers the comic book industry, but he talks a lot about how whenever there's accusations made against people in the comic book industry, it's always done on Twitter, and it's always done in this mean girl-esque tone that kind of precludes the seriousness of what they're so, like, somebody will be accused of some misconduct that happened at a con 10 years ago, and they're like, how about we, like, not hire and, like, promote, like, abusers? And they're like, if you actually gave a crap about this stuff, you wouldn't talk about it like you were a 14-year-old gossiping at school. You would talk about it with the seriousness that the topic deserves. But they're not. They have to get in their snark, and I think that's what I hate more than anything. It's the snarky, entitled tone of it all. And so what was Katy Perry's statement? It was basically she talks about,
oh my gosh, Katy Perry. Baby, you're a firework. Not the title of the song, by the way.
Just firework.
Is a 10, but women in the U.S. have fewer rights than an actual sparkler, shaking my head.
So is she complimenting her own song, saying it's a 10?
Is she saying it's a 10? Because, like, I thought she was going along with the trend about saying she's 10.
It's almost even funnier if she's just, like, really giving herself a compliment while trashing the rest of it.
Like, I don't understand the correlation,
then. I also think this is a very strange way to be like, this is sort of about me, but I'm trying to also prove that I am thinking about other people.
And people were not happy with Katy Perry anyways. Do you remember what? Do you know why? Because of, she supported, what was his name?
Well, she supported, Caruso. Rick Caruso,
yeah, so
for mayor,
and Rick Caruso,
and he has been something other than dogmatically pro-choice for his entire political career. Therefore, Katy Perry is a hypocrite.
Exactly.
Like, I just don't understand what you expect.
So Jessica Chastain holds up two middle fingers. You know, we hate this country. And then I love how they say Zooey Deschanel stunned in a t-shirt. Like, they're giving it like it's like a tabloid.
She's stunning and brave.
She stunned in a t-shirt, which read, I like how they put which read with R-E-D, not R-E-A-D. Pro Roast 1973. Then we have Separate Church and State from Padma Lakshmi. Where did you say you saw Jamila Jamil earlier? I knew she would get in on it. She loves to. It says activist Jamila Jamil also weighed in, offering some strong words on her various social media platforms. Independence Day, unless you have a uterus, then go F yourself, and we don't care if you effing die or if you derail the entire future and mental health day, I guess. Cool. What about the... I'm not even going to get into the arguments about this stuff.
It's so funny that Jamila Jamil, like...
Thank you.
...only talks when... there's some social issue to signal about. Like, she's never done anything else interesting.
Almost all of her stuff is kind of activist-minded in the way it's done. But I do want to point out, before we go too far into this, because to me it's about the tone in which they're doing this. If they were protesting in a way that felt serious, like they were actually giving due, like showing deference to what they're talking about, that would be another thing. But to me, it's I do understand that their right to protest is a founding principle of this country. I understand that, and I believe that they have every right to do so. But I also have almost no patience or care for people who protest on social media, which is not activism. It's armchair activism at best. And coming from a celebrity, it somehow rings even more hollow than it does coming from a regular person.
Some of them put aside the snarky tone to their posts, but spoke on it regardless, like as if they represent the sentiment of like everyone. I still don't appreciate like
I hate the like sincerely women, like don't blanket me into whatever you're thinking about. I also think that there is a strange linking your stance on abortion or the Supreme Court's decision to like your entire stance on living in America. To me, is pretty narrow-sided.
And like all like, women's rights are reduced into one thing.
To one thing. Also, like there are so many countries that treat women terribly. And I would say, even if abortion is not federally protected, America is still not on that list, you know? Yep. All of these women being like, we don't have as many rights as a sparkler or Katy Perry was trying to communicate to us. I really don't know.
Very poorly.
It's just so ridiculous, so reductionist. I'm totally fine if you don't have if you are upset about this, if you want to talk about it, like, I'm for it. Free speech, good times. But I just think that nothing that anyone is saying is actually very sound, and it feeds into a lot of like hyper fear and panic, you know, like all of the stories that came out afterwards. Like every single one of these persons feels like they are reading headlines. I have some really good friends who feel strongly that the Supreme Court erred in its decision, but they also printed out the decision and read it. You know what I mean? Like I trust them to have an opinion on this.
It was like people who complained about Florida and Don't Say Gay, which is not Don't Say Gay, it's the Parental Rights and Education Act. But it was like most of the people that I was reading online, at least when we were looking at celebrities, wondering if we were going to touch on it however much, however little, it was clear that none of them took the time to read a 7-page bill.
Yeah.
The angle to beat people over the head with their talking point.
Yeah. And I think that there is like this very strange trendiness, or trying to be trendy and being anti-American.
It's been going on for so long.
Yeah. And I just think they are isolating themselves more from so many people who do not feel that way.
They dislike us in the middle class. They hate flyover states, which is where you see so much of this.
Well, like something pathetic is that like people in these so-called flyover states are following their lead in like self-hatred, following the lead of celebrities in their own insulated bubble communities, which is interesting that Katy Perry would participate in this when we were just recently like talking about how she moved to middle America.
She's like, I'm in Kentucky and I like it.
Yeah. And has like,
that was the first, when I was making the thumbnail, I'm like, didn't I just do something that,
Well, you stepped back from touring to like have a residency and is living in middle America, raising her kid, being married, saying it's like the greatest decision ever, but then still decides to participate in this like lunacy.
I think part of it is this complete disconnect from like actual critical thought. Like they just know they're supposed to say these things.
It's very robotic.
I will some say that I think Katy Perry's like fireworks, like I think she wrote that trying to be like, there's no, like, you know how Mariah Carey's On for Christmas is like the Christmas pop song, like there are certain ones, she's like, I'm gonna get this July 4th pop
song. Katy Perry think that she like owns the 4th of July.
I think she wanted to. This is a conspiracy theory. Please no one quote me on this. I think she wanted to. And that song has like, it had a moment and some people like it, but it's never been like, oh, it's 4th of July. Play that Katy Perry song because it mentions fireworks. And I think she's really mad about it. I think whoever sold her that song really misled her.
Arguably, the music video for I Just Had Sex by The Lonely Island is a better version of that song, music video than the actual song. But wait, there's more. Remember,
there's always more.
It's not just, you know, Roe v. Wade and babies that make people mad. The rest of them, now, mind you, I hesitate to use Breitbart because I do believe that they are oftentimes very... hyperbolic in their statements, or at least their language is always like kind of like, yeah. I roll my eyes when I read it, but they have accumulated what I would like to call, like, it's basically it's the usual suspects. They're the people that you expect, like when you mentioned Jameela Jamil earlier, I'm like, oh, I missed that one.
Of course,
I was like literally like, when am I going to read her name? Yeah, I expect it. Like when it's when I see Leslie Jones complaining, it doesn't have an impact on me because I've been listening to these people complain for years. So we've got Jessica Chastain, Bette Midler. We're going to get back into more of Bette Midler later. Just you wait. Kerry Washington, 4th of July, the day the United States will have been an independent nation for as long as slavery lasted in its soil. What I found is that nobody, the issue with progressivism as a dogma is that it's never about how much progress has been made. It's about how much more work there is to do. They never focus on how much has changed. They always focus on how bad it was before and why it was like that to begin with and how much more they have to do because it's still awful now.
Mm. What I find more despicable about the way celebrities have weighed in is they're talking about the sins of this nation when they are like in the current day, at least in my opinion, adding to the list of the sins that this nation is committing. They're actively degrading our culture.
Yeah.
And then pointing the finger at the past so that we'll be distracted.
I think so. Ron Perlman's in here and he says, like, what a strange feeling to have woken up on July 4th en route to having so much of our independence ripped away from us. For those fellow travelers feeling a bit empty today, it's not just you. You don't realize that, like, a lot of the policies that these people from this perspective, and I don't want to assume support, like encourage the growth of federal power, which stripped away individual liberties over time. But only when it becomes about this one, trendy issue that they become like, can you believe they're taking away our freedom that we willingly ceded to the federal government over years?
Thank you.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
People literally are so unaware.
They just don't know how this works.
They don't even know what the difference is between state and federal law. Anyway.
They have no idea.
But
they would love a federal ban on all guns, but not a reduction of abortion, federalized abortion power that puts it to the states.
They like it when the federal government takes power, when they feel like their issues are the ones that are winning.
Yes.
So I just think that is crazy.
Ron Perlman, he's not the worst. I think that usually, what's his name? Hulk, the guy who plays Hulk is the worst. He tends to be
Mark Ruffalo.
He's the most insufferable in his language. Joshua Molina, it's always a bummer to see because he was great on the show Scandal, and
Well, so many of these people are great on this and great on that. They're just bad people.
They're just bad
in their
people.
Private lives.
So it says George Takei's is kind of general, and he's insufferable at time too. It says already
Jason
torn
Alexander
about,
also.
But Rob Reiner's was at least like Rob Reiner says this 4th, a majority of Americans may feel independence is a strange thing to be celebrating. The ugly rise of authoritarianism has sunk its hooks into our democracy. But if we want our union to be more perfect, we must continue to vote, continue to fight vote. So what is he saying? Is he saying vote for more federal power? And that's how you stop authoritarianism?
I think he has like plausible deniability of like what that tweet means. Yeah. It depends on who's reading it.
And I could understand being like, you can't really complain about the way things are unless you are actively purposeful.
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate at least he's telling people to go do their civic
but
duty,
I suspect,
I suppose.
He means vote for the Democratic
yes.
Party. But he didn't say it. And, you know, like, plausible deniability.
Yes. So, and then, yeah, so Joshua Molina, the rest of them, they all make the vague assumption that it has to, at least it's not Phantom Trump where it's like, he's doing this and that. Like, that was even worse because, like, you'd read stuff about Trump that he was doing that was, like, kind of like whatever. And then they would, the stuff they would talk about was so insane sounding, it didn't match up. At least I can understand how the overturning of Roe v. Wade kind of triggered them. But we're almost getting too political here. Like, I care more about the fact that.
When you pulled this our story, I was like, oh, Brett's willing to let us talk about politics today.
Ultimately, like, it's not about their stances on abortion or the Supreme Court. Like,
to me, it's the lack of I hate the lack of patriotism. As somebody who can accept this country's faults and accept that they happened and that we are not a perfect nation, but still loves all the all the good things that come from what this country represents. I believe in that, and I love that, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. But to see it from so many people who have been blessed with so much success and so much good to come of their life, it's the same way like when they complain about capitalism, and they're literally beneficiaries of the...
Well, it's because they all believe that they deserve what they have, even when
you don't think it's partially because they think they don't.
I think they're so removed from understanding what life is like outside of America that it's so easy to rage against this machine.
Well,
that
they don't even understand what life is like in America. They're like anyone outside of their bubble. I think they genuinely believe that, like, because of their real life interactions being so carefully selected. They believe that this is, like, the sentiment of the nation.
I mean,
and that we're all just,
I'll just say, like, my parents are both immigrants, and they had a moment before they had children, before they were citizens, when they had their green cards, to move back to my dad's. My dad is from England. Mm-hmm. He had a chance to move back. And I have asked him, like, do you ever wish that you raised British children, that we grew up with your accent and we grew up with your culture and that we were closer to family? And he will always tell me, you know, some of those things are nice, but ultimately I knew that country was going in a less free path, and I would rather have raised you here and given you as much opportunity to have independence and the rights that you do than to have had you have the accent that makes you sound like, you know, my cousins and my family. Like, I don't think that people realize that it is not something that you can just take for granted. And I think when you live in a bubble where it's trendy to hate on America, you become very numb to the reality that, like, there are so many things in this country that, like, people just, like, you don't have the right to free speech in Canada. That's not a guaranteed right. And that's just north of us. Like, I just think people are so insulated and are so used to being, to complain and look for the negative that they are detached from the reality.
When did you guys start noticing the anti-American sentiment in the media, or, like, with celebrities and how it trickled down into the general population?
I mean, it was really obvious to me in, like, the early 2000s, I want to say.
I mean, I feel like some of it is justified if it's coming from a sentiment that is shared by a large portion of like the public. But I don't think that, like, this issue in particular is, and like all of these celebrities weighing in on it, is something that resonates with people outside of their bubble. It's telling us what we already know, but, like, a lot of people still need to be woken up to, which is that they, you know, they have no connection to
the common man.
Yeah, the common ordinary people.
When Team America World Police came out, and everyone started saying America, that was when I started noticing. It started off in that with valid critiques of, like, our country's military use, and became derisive and very, very hateful from people, for where it became it was no longer about the military and the government. It was about anybody who lived in the South, or anyone in middle America who dared put a flag up on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I started hearing that same sentiment. The first things that came up yesterday, if you looked on Instagram, were protest is a form of patriotism, and America, with, like very clearly meant to be derisive.
Yeah,
right?
Like, mocking.
Yes. So I hate that. I just, like, and like I said, I can hold the position that I think there are great flaws within this nation, but I think that a lot of these people don't realize how common actual patriotism in a country is. I think they think that everywhere else is like that everywhere else also hates where they're from. And that's not like that around the world.
No, well, because they're not conditioned to into that like self-hatred.
And it's becoming what we're known for internationally, for us being
self-hating,
disgruntled country. And I think that's very strange.
But at the same time, like incongruously discourteous and ignorant of other cultures.
Well, now I think that's
how much we hate our own.
I think that part is thank you. I think that part is actually like a response. It's like, I'm not going, what? So, am I going to embrace you because you tell me that I should hate myself? No. I think a lot of that is the sarcastic response to the people that say we're like that.
Yeah, and then like when this mocking and derision is specifically coming from celebrities, I think it might be that they hate what they can't have.
Yeah.
Because they know that they don't share a common experience with other Americans.
And LA is not, just like Twitter is not the real world, LA is not the whole of this country, mm-hmm. you know?
And it's not even LA. I don't think that they are living in the same LA that like ordinary people are living in either.
Or New York City, like, or, yeah, like
they
those who live in Manhattan.
They have such a small circle.
Yeah.
They don't even realize it because they think they're the most cultured.
Thank you.
And worldly of anyone.
Let's get to some super chats.
Okay. Caper2X said, do they hate the fourth or not being the center of attention as befits their selfish inclinations? Howdy, Hannah Claire, non-Mary.
Probably because I screwed up the, yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm not going to live that one down.
Unavailable ID name said, don't most Euro countries have stricter laws than the U.S.?
In regards
on
to
abortion?
Yeah.
Yeah, they yep. do. And we're like, a lot of them do. I've got to leave America.
So that I can go have stricter laws somewhere else.
Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, think of the size of Europe and the size of America. So, like, if countries in Europe can have different stances on abortion and different regulations, and they're like, cool, sounds good. Like, don't you think that would make sense if that were also true in America?
To mirror it.
Like, yeah. mm-hmm. I get that we are one country, but we are a huge, both, like, population-wise, culturally, and geographically, we're an enormous country with a lot of variety. Like, this is not that hard to figure out.
Did you notice that this reminded me of something when COVID started and everyone's talking about like case rates and infections and they're like, look at the case rates in Italy compared to the, like they would like give examples of these tiny countries and then point to us. I'm like, dude, we're like a gazillion times.
You like pick a state different like living situations where like people are living on top of each other and different healthcare systems.
Yeah.
I just think also like, okay,
Italy
you can do that, but pick a country in Europe that is the same size as one of our states because you can, and then make that comparison.
But that's their point.
But that would
for
take
the...
too much thought.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Next one.
John Lee said, if they really oppose the fourth, then they can just not celebrate it. This is attention-seeking behavior.
Like I said, some of those were legitimate, like, grievances. I guess I get it. I will admit my own partiality because I am so very much, despite all its flaws, pro-America. Like, so I get it.
I don't think you have to think of patriotism as a way of excusing a country's challenges or obstacles or areas of growth. Like, being proud of being from a country doesn't mean that you think it necessarily is perfect.
Yeah.
It's just that you are proud of the culture and history that you are participating in.
And they're not proud of any of it because they're very self-hating.
Except for when it benefits them, which they're not willing to admit. Mm. I also think, I don't know who commented this, but like, you're totally right, except they could never tell you they weren't celebrating. They could never not just tell you. Like, they have to tell you they're not doing something so you know that they are.
It was just
opposed.
Like them staying at home. They have to broadcast to everyone that they're staying at home.
It's like people who say I'm unsubscribing. Like if you're like,
good,
if you
see
have,
you
like,
later.
Like I have, like I've had, like when I came to work here, I definitely had people who followed me on my Instagram that were like, I am unfollowing because you're, I'm like, you can just, dude,
like,
believe it or not,
it?
You can just leave. Like, I get it. Like, you can just leave. That's fine. I like, we don't have to agree on everything. If you don't think that's befitting your, the glory of you following me, that's, I understand. That's mm-hmm. fine.
Dragons Talon 1001 said, why do they think they speak for all women since most Americans think there should be severe limits on it?
I mean, because they're held up constantly by their marketing teams as like female beauty icons or whatever. Not for me personally, but.
And if everyone on social media and everyone that you meet in person is selected to praise you all the time, then yeah, you would think that. Yellow Fluffy Feathers said, binge the Terminal List. Holy ish, it was good.
I am one episode in. The first episode started really, really well. There, I had some issues with some of the...
Is this a Chris Pratt
It's a Chris Pratt show. I had some issues with a little bit of the cinematography in one of the early action scenes, but the plot as a whole is really, really good. And since all of the people who I tend to trust with reviews are saying that it's as good as it is, I'm excited to finish it. There was a really great article from Bounding Into Comics, how they're like, it's a right-wing, alt-right, that show. And I was like, we were going to cover it. I'm like, if we haven't watched it, better to not. Even though the language of it was so ridiculous, it was hilarious. But yeah, I'll come back to it because it does look really good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea, Brett, what this super chat from Bad App means? Because I have no idea.
I think he's saying pro-abortion, but you should go to a pro, like to a doctor to get an abortion.
I get it now.
I think. I have no idea.
What does it say?
You're sending
Sorry,
us
Bad App. I was not able to comprehend that.
We're getting mixed signals, Bad App.
He called abortion a bobo.
I have no idea if that's what he means. That's just what I thought.
Hobbit said, there can be no forgiveness, no redemption, and no growth. We must all kneel for the sins of the past because we are the problem. Hashtag MAGA month.
We should get like t-shirts that like embroidered say like kneel for the sins of the past. Like, that's a great line.
Have you ever seen the videos on like Instagram or TikTok of the guy who like he had a viral video where he goes to like a sports game and he's got a green screen like attached to his back so that he can look like he's in his living room?
Like on a Zoom.
Well, he's on a Zoom meeting with his boss. Now they've got him like he goes and he like shoots the t-shirt cannon at like into the crowd while pretending to be at work. It's like a thing now that they're paying him for. We should have somebody.
I think his boss has probably figured out he's not at work.
Yes,
right?
But somebody should have like a green screen with an American flag behind them at all times for this whole month.
Yeah, I think it's cool to be patriotic.
Thank you.
I'm 100 years old though, so maybe my morals are backwards.
Even if you aren't a patriotic, like, don't you just like the aesthetic of like the American flag and Americana?
You know what I want? I want an actual understanding of what we are. Because I've heard with like the flag code, you're actually not supposed to wear the American flag on like clothing and stuff, which I could understand.
I thought it was just shoes or something.
I don't know. I would really like to know, because like I think outward displays of the American flag and American symbols would be cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. One more, or a couple more. Quite a few more.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're actually pretty close to a crisis party, so thank you guys.
We're getting there.
First segment. Taryn Jones said, the Kardashians are only celebrities because they're in America. Other countries don't idolize reality stars as we do. Kim K doesn't speak for me.
But they do idolize the Kardashians. I mean, the Kardashians are a global brand at this point, right?
Yeah. Maybe she just means like not in the West, like non-Western countries.
Yeah.
I don't know that other countries have a successful reality TV show.
Or maybe that they wouldn't.
They don't even have the same celebrity culture that we have.
Wouldn't have gotten famous any of those other countries.
Dragons Talon 1001 said, have you noticed these celebs who are pro-choice are anti-death penalty for criminals? Where is the logic? They want to kill one but not the other. Well, Kim Kardashian especially has been known to like make that her pet issue, which is weird. Like, as a celebrity, why do you need to pick a pet issue?
It's like when
that's your thing.
I think it's
why
her
do you
way
need to do
of
that?
Like presenting herself as the cultural first lady of America. You know how first ladies will like famously pick causes? Yeah.
That is
like
so damning for us.
Mm-hmm. On many a great days here when we're getting ready for a show, me and Mary will have topics about not stuff that's extremely not controversial, like abortion and the death penalty and stuff like that. We like to laugh and have fun around here. It's just a hoot.
No, we don't.
It's an absolute hoot.
Man Overboard Media said, Takai thinks gay is a personality type, not a sexual orientation.
Could you imagine being reduced to your sexual orientation, like as your personality? Like tell us something about yourself. Well, I'm gay. Like, that's so sad. I don't understand.
George
how
Takai
you
is
put
not
up
the
that.
Only one.
Well, and most, and like, so there's a, like, I have friends who are gay who hate the activist side of.
Thank you.
Ooh. It was a good one. Like, who can't stand the activist side of these movements because it gives everyone a bad name because they're not pro that movement. They're just pro activism for the sake of activism. Mm-hmm. So,
Caper2X said, the 1960s, peeps, during the Vietnam War. You're too young to remember. It was later found out to be part of a Soviet disinformation campaign.
Whoa.
I will look into that. Bad App said, you have to censor the A word on here.
Abolition? Well,
we've been saying it, so that'll be a problem if it's not allowed on YouTube.
Whoops.
Joseph said, imagine Kim being your idol. I can't. I can't imagine.
We cannot. All right, let us move on, and we are going to talk about somebody who never has anything crazy happen in their life, and that's Amber Heard, believe it or not. No, there was sarcasm and sarcasm. So it says, Amber Heard asks judge to toss verdict, cites lack of evidence and phony juror. And I truly believe that the phony juror part could be made into a hilarious TV movie. If we were able to do this. So it says, with her latest move in the aftermath of coming up short in her defamation trial with ex-husband Johnny Depp, Amber Heard is looking to have the court toss the verdict based on an op-ed penned in 2018. They're going to like you were saying earlier, they have to rehash the entire trial to pad the article's runtime.
Every single time. Look, guys, I know how much she got in compensatory damages. Thank you.
$10.35 million.
To defend journalists and staff writers everywhere, we have to reach a certain numbers for our pieces to go up. And I'm sorry, but occasionally that means you have to give background.
Have you ever seen like the TikToks where it's like when your assignment is like a 500 word essay and then he's like, and it's like 410 and he's like, goes back through, he's like, I am, and he changes every apostrophe, every
word.
Yeah,
but you're not supposed to use apostrophes in essays anyways. Come on, team.
Jesus, these people. So it says, but Heard's legal team has put forth in their attempt to get the verdict tossed. They have formally filed new documentation in Virginia calling for the judge to either toss the verdict, dismiss the complaint, or order an all new trial with a different jury. One of the biggest arguments put forth in the docs is the docs allege a lack of sufficient evidence that Heard's op-ed had harmed Depp's career. She argued that his public image has already been tarnished by his own behavior by 2018. Did anybody here really think any positive or negative about Johnny Depp's behavior before this?
I don't even remember now.
He was kind of a party boy.
But was it tarnished? Like, that's pretty big words for something where I'm like, I don't have any.
I didn't pay close enough attention to him back then.
Okay. Well, he's like, now I win. So basically she's saying that they say that Depp's team failed to prove that she had acted with malice and that she wrote the op-ed when she wrote the op-ed, nor did they prove that Heard did not actually believe the words she had written in the Washington Post story. Is that even provable? Is that provable to prove that she didn't mean the words?
Yeah, you can't really adjudicate on intent.
Would they have to look for a diary entry that says, I wrote this article Ooh. And I didn't believe a word of it.
Or some email exchange where it's like someone who ghost wrote it for her is like, we think this is what you mean. She's like, no, I really don't. And they're like, well, this is what we're gonna run anyways, which is like, seems unnecessary.
If they redo this entire
trial, it would be the greatest thing ever.
No,
it will be the final confirmation that we live in a simulation. Like,
at what point does this go to the Supreme Court, though? I want to see a crossover episode.
Clarence Thomas
is the one who rules on Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's divorce. Oh my God! Because district court or in
Virginia? So like,
are they in the Supreme Court in Virginia?
No,
There's like a way you work up. Like if they go to circuit court, and then after that they have to go to the Supreme Court eventually.
I just love the idea of like Amy Coney Barrett and like Clarence Thomas, and they clash on this one, and we lose.
A 6-3 vote, but it's like a mix of liberal justices and conservative, and then like we really can't. It's like we get a bipartisan.
It truly is like people are truly crossing
the aisles.
This is gonna
bring the country together.
Like Neil Gorsuch and Elena Kagan dissent, but then Clarence Thomas and Sonia Sotomayor like fight to write the majority opinion. Like, honestly, if that's what she's going for, if she's trying to give us higher entertainment, where she takes her case to the Supreme Court and divisive institution currently in America, like, I can understand. Otherwise, I wish you would stop because, like, you lost. Like,
I think that
Kavanaugh
this
bends the knee and
rehashing this
women.
Could heal the nation's divide.
Also, is Elon Musk funding this legal battle?
Must be.
Last I heard, she wasn't. And I want to say, Elon, this is a poor investment of your time and resources.
If she is shopping at TJ Maxx, she cannot afford to take this back to the courts.
Well, we all know her net worth is -$6 million. I don't even know how she's shopping at TJ Maxx. She doesn't have any money in her bank account. That's how that works, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk won't let his baby.
That's
go
exactly
hungry.
How money works.
It's like the people who are like, why isn't Jeff Bezos just be like Batman and just like solve the world's problems? He has like $40 billion. $1 million. Like, I'm like, yes, he literally has a bank account.
His wallet. He just opens it up.
He literally has a bank account. It says like 40. They're just a bunch of zeros.
I saw someone tweet like, if Jeff Bezos wanted to, he could give $1 million to everyone.
And I'm just like, tell me you never passed high school without telling me you never passed high school. Like, and me, who is very dumb, still understands more than is smart enough to know. Like, you know, that's like stock options, right? And he just like, he would have to like liquidate assets and sell stock, and then the company would take a dive.
Then why doesn't he
so
just
many
do
companies?
It?
Yeah, exactly. And not to be outdone, it's not just about her saying that he did not prove her malice. They also they have their very own grassy knoll theory here, where it says in another bizarre twist to the never-ending legal battle. Two truths, sister.
But it could end. Ever. It could end.
Someday. Hearst's lawyers also claim that one of the jurors was not legitimate. I'm picturing like the glasses and the mustache and like the...
I'm picturing like a dog. Like someone stuck
their dog. No, I really want like
a golden
retriever. What if he was like wearing a putty nose?
Yeah, the big nose, like, and the mustache, and he's got the glasses
like
on.
Two
and,
like, children stacked on top of each other.
In a trench coat, yeah.
The unnamed juror, cited as juror 15, has a listed birth year of 1945. Hearst's team claims the juror is clearly much younger than that, supposedly having been born in 1970.
What but if it's a lady and she's just got way better skincare than Amber Heard? She's like... She can't possibly be that old.
She actually just wants to figure out who it is so she can ask her how she does her skincare.
How do you do it? What's her secret?
Whatever the case may be, Heard's lawyers say that the juror was not truthful and the verdict needs to be tossed with a new jury. And then just everyone's just like, really? You're going to make us go through all of this again?
It's so absurd that, like, I would actually be happy about it. I don't know.
I kind of would. Like, it was like, I mean, selfishly, for the fact that just, we wouldn't even have to make videos about the trial, but we'd have to make deja vu videos. Like, I've seen this before, I swear.
Wow.
And we have to see if Johnny can actually put the same show on twice. And if Amber gets like a second try at my dog stepped on a bee and she delivers that line much better this time.
I think we should bring this, sorry, to change topics a little bit. Jeremy Dick, who's the author of this piece, I think we've used him before. I think he should come on the show.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So it says...
In this other article from Newsweek, they said, this discrepancy raises questions about whether Juror 15 actually received a summons for jury duty and was properly vetted by the court to serve on the jury. This makes it sound like this person just waltzed right in at random and like pretended that they were supposed to be there, and it worked.
And who in the world was
like, what are you talking
just
about?
Sneak in.
And then it worked.
Some dude like bet his friend, like, I bet you won't go and try and get on the Johnny Depp jury.
Watch me. Hold my beer. Hold my earrings. I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
I think it was a dog. I think some golden retriever has been sitting there, and it just took them a really long time to be like, wait a minute.
So they said it appears his identity could, I guess it was a man, his identity could not have been verified to the extent that the individual who served as juror 15 was not in fact the same individual on the, is it veneer? The panel from which a jury is drawn, or that the court clerk's office did not verify his identity. Ms. Heard's due process was compromised.
Wouldn't it have been their job to like point this out?
I don't understand. What do they mean they couldn't verify his identity?
It's a spy. Like a spy picked for jury duty.
I don't know what possible reason there could be for having the wrong birth year on file. Like, that is weird.
If you're born in 1945, how old are you?
It's my dad's age. Like, he's like 76. 76.
So we're not allowed to have 76-year-old people. I mean, I guess they're saying he looks too young.
Yeah, they're saying that he looked like he was born in in 1970. I like that they picked 1970.
I thought it was according to publicly available information, it demonstrates he appears to have been born in 1970.
But what
if he has a kid who was born in 1970 and they're
who
like,
is named the same thing?
Yeah, doesn't that happen?
Yeah, it could be.
Like, they're, like, using, like, white pages that blurs out half of the information anyways, and they're, like, the same person.
There was also this. It says, fact check. Did Amber Heard launch an OnlyFans account? No.
I hated this one.
She did not.
Elon Musk would say no. Hated this one. Can we play the TikTok? It's so stupid.
I don't want to make a TikTok. okay. Oh, I don't know if the audio is going to play. Hold on.
Are you on TikTok, Brett?
Recently, Amber Heard was spotted shopping at TJ Maxx right there and also right there. And the reason this is impossible is because people are wondering why she's shopping at TJ Maxx when she's worth negative $6 million. Where did this money come from? Well, she actually started an OF. And guess how much her subscription is? $6 million.
Wow. Scott. It's all coming together.
Scott.
Travis Scott is the singular subscriber to Amber Heard's secret OnlyFans that is $6 million.
Who's Elon Musk?
Negative 0.5. Well, how much is she down?
I mean, some fake net worth site said that she's negative $6 million because people don't understand money.
Realistically, she could start an OnlyFans and just make an absolute killing doing like nothing.
She
but
could. I mean,
courtroom photo shoots and weird stuff like that.
Then a bunch of people started tweeting about it like it was real because fake news. And I got like a weird feeling about it because it's like, ha, we've degraded you to the point where you're going to sell your body. Like, it is kind of a weird thing to joke about.
A bit ghoulish.
What are you talking about? It's extremely empowering.
Yes.
I think Carmen Electra just got quoted today saying, like, it's empowering.
It's also, it totally, like, betrays that they think it's degrading. Like, yep. But then, you know, in any other situation, they would be like, that's, I love you, queen. Like,
go, girl.
Feminist girl boss.
We love it.
It also, there's also
just for record, I do not.
There's also this thing that says Johnny Depp could seize Amber Heard's assets if she fails to pay court order damages. I like the idea that he gets really petty and just does it. And he's like, sorry.
They have to go through every individual piece of her jewelry.
Yeah.
All of her clothes, all of her shoes, her purses.
He takes nothing but her bed sheets for revenge. Like all her extra bed
this
sheets.
This is Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. He's like, well, you'll think about crapping on my bed twice then.
I'm just starting to feel kind of tired of these people, you know, like,
meh.
I think that unless this goes to the Supreme Court, like, I really don't care what Amber Heard does.
I do want to know if Justice Kavanaugh will choose to believe all women in this case.
That would be so funny. I just think it would be so funny if the Supreme Court justice had to weigh in on this. I'm sorry, but like, that's the actual crossover episode we need.
All right,
it's going to bring the nation together.
It will.
Or divide us even more. Like, it's really hard to say.
Super Chats. Bad App said, you can't write the A word in Super Chats.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up. That's weird.
By that, he means...
What's our code word for that word?
He means abortion.
Yes, not Amber Heard. You can say Amber.
Yeah, as Tim C said, he said Amber with a poop emoji. Thank you for that.
Amber turd.
BFD said, Mary eats glitter.
Is that true?
It was one time. Dragon's Talon 1001 said, OMG, they figured out one of the jurors was the Tupac hologram.
That could be
no!
it. That would be great. That would be great.
Or, someone like sent their identical twin brother because he was like, I have other stuff I want to do today.
Born in 1945. Maybe it's D.B. Cooper. That'd be even cooler if it was D.B. Cooper ended up on the Amber Heard
jury. I just want to be like some really good looking 7-year-old man who's like, I don't know, I just drink a lot of water.
I have a satin pillowcase.
All right. We are going to move on. And this is the one that I picked specifically for Hannah Claire because she loves talking about award shows. She does.
I'm taking a pretty intense stance on this. That's the one thing about being on this show. Like, I think, you know, I'll read articles, have opinions, but getting to talk about them like repeatedly over the course of months, I did not realize how intensely anti-award show I would become.
But another thing about being on this show is that Brett is going to psychologically torture you with the topics.
I think we do it back to him, though, to be fair.
It's only fair.
There have been a few where I've gotten some sass back that I didn't appreciate.
What we like to do to Brett is to talk incessantly right up until the point that we go live, at which point Brett puts on his best dad
today
face.
It was just me.
He goes his best dad face and goes, hey, we're going live. And we go
less than 30 seconds,
and then I sit here and quietly laugh hysterically.
It's not fair. So it says British Independent Film Awards move to gender neutral acting categories, which I think there's a conflict in the way they view the world for a lot of this, because to me, I was thinking, like, they don't have best male cinematographer. They don't have the best male director or the best female director. It really is mainly for the acting and actress category, but they don't even like being referred to as actresses. They prefer that they use the gender neutral term of actor for both. So there's a weird,
which also goes against the principle of like not of calling humanity humanity instead of mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all just like so convoluted that you can't even keep up with their own.
Also, this is the hill you guys have to die on. Like,
right.
There are so many big issues in the world.
As I said, like their pet issue, you pick one and that's, you just stick to it.
But sometimes I think that's the problem. Like, we're willing to be like, okay, this is really not that big a deal. Like, we'll let this go. But then they kind of get control of language and then you have to comply with it.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I have been saying for like, it's not the kind of thing like, I'm just going to use the word actress because that's grammatically correct. You know, like, let's not make more of this than it is.
But they're taking away opportunities from people here.
Well, yeah. I don't know if they are. I mean, at first when I read this, I thought like,
if there's a
you're just not going to do like pandering things about the best women who did this. When
if
it's
there's
like
a best actor category and a best actress category, that's 10 nominees for each category, mm-hmm. right?
And
now it's just one.
Awards.
Now it's just one award.
I get that,
with
but
10
that's
nominees.
Also inflating people's accomplishments and separating people in a situation where it doesn't make sense. Like in a sport category, yeah, you should delineate between men's sports and women's sports because yeah. there are physical differences. But then in acting and performing, there's no inherent advantage or disadvantage that anyone has
Thank
as
you.
A man or a woman and how well you can perform.
Could there be an argument made that the best woman portraying a woman, like they're portraying different, I know that Hollywood would hate this concept, that they're portraying different genders, therefore the roles will be different, so you're portraying the best person portraying that gender,
but
right?
I feel you like have to recognize they're not separating it based on that. They're separating it to appear more equitable.
No, I think they're, I mean, I would argue they're actually probably trying to mesh it together to make it gender neutral so that later when you have a trans person who
yes.
plays a different category, you don't know where to put them and you don't want to set up anyone. So it just turns out that we all are in the same category.
So on the off chance that eventually, whenever that happens.
I have another second point. My other thing is, I think that they're doing this because award shows are failing. They're always failing. They're losing viewership. And so this cuts down on the amount of time and money they have to spend on them. The broadcast is going to be shorter because they're doing fewer presentations.
That was actually the first comment on here that says, seriously, just to make the show shorter.
Yeah, stop trying to pretend this is like,
well,
so we're like, oh, we don't live in a gendered world. It's because
why did anyone care about award shows in the first place that viewership would be dropping only now?
No, it's been dropping for years.
There used to be a lot more celebrity war. Like, for as weird as celebrity worship is now, celebrity worship has moved online.
And you have to remember that, like, there was a time before social media gave you the access to celebrities that it does now. Like, if you only saw an actress in the 80s, like, when she did, when the paparazzi took pictures of her, when she made appearances at red carpets.
Or
like,
when the
I
movie
would never
came out.
Watch a red carpet. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. But at one point in time, they didn't have their own Instagram page to post pictures themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's how people felt like they were getting exposure to them.
Because you don't need to watch anything live anymore.
No,
so
absolutely
do you guys
not.
Think this is a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, outside of like the length of the show, I'm saying, do you think that
I think it's a like tricky maneuver. They're presenting it as like, look, we're so smart. Like, we believe in gender equality. And really it's like, good, that'll save us like $1 million.
These people are obsessed with men, with first female to do this, first person of this group to do that.
Just arbitrary milestones.
They love
it's
arbitrary
just getting
milestones.
Too complicated, though.
So they're, it seems like it's almost in contradiction with how they view the world, which is almost entirely based on immutable characteristics and stuff you can't control, because they love to virtue signal about that. But then they're taking opportunities away from women. Okay, for instance, if we were just talking about big blockbuster movies which involve explosions and all this stuff, naturally more of those roles go to men because that is a more traditionally masculine role. Now that we do know that, yes, we're in the ass queen slay age of like women, one woman beats up 6 Navy SEALs because for every pound she is under, 99 pounds is another Navy SEAL she can beat up, even though that makes no sense. I know. But the idea,
I want a movie like that, but actually instead of beating one up, she falls in love and marries him and then leaves her assassin job.
It would probably do really well because that would actually
no one take my idea.
That would be what would be subverting expectations now. If like they actually act, if the guys acted
so
like
much funnier.
If the dudes acted like dudes and the women acted like women, that would people would be like, whoa.
She like renounces her feminist like, ways and like has a bunch of kids.
I was watching when I watched Reacher, I'm like I was like, the guy's like a masculine dude and he's not an idiot, and the girl's like, oh my god, the masculine dude who's good at stuff is attractive. I'm like, I'm just waiting for her to be like, and I don't need no man. She never said that. It blew my mind. That subverted my expectations. So what do they do? Do you think that it was wrong to get rid of this category, or should they have kept it?
You know, I think that award shows are dying. So in some ways that this is like a novelty. Like, I don't, if there really are, for whatever reason, genuinely pursuing equitable representation of people, right? Like you're saying, they don't have a best female cinematographer, best male costume designer, right? Those ones, because those industries are more select, there's not gendered in any way. So they either could have gone the opposite and been like, okay, so we have female and male categories for everything, yeah, down to the very smallest, like, best intern on a whatever, best male and best female. But I think ultimately they're trying to avoid having to deal with the issue of a transgender actor being entered as a nominee.
Which is
and
so
this
heads
it off as a path.
Like, because on the surface, it looks less pandery.
Yeah. Nope, super pandery.
But we will. That's funny because we have this. I left Bette Midler out of the Woe Is Me America subject. She had some tweets that were very J.K. Rowling esque. One might even call her
she's in turf.
She's in turf territory.
Why did J.K. Rowling like seem to invent speaking out against like compelled speech and like language requirements?
I think because she had been doing so many kind of woke-ish things for a while there, people didn't expect it, so it really shattered their like view of like this author who actually owes them nothing.
So here Bette Midler says, women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators or even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human being on earth owes you. Remember, Bette Midler probably won a Best Actress Oscar at some point, I'm sure. Would she have won the same thing if it was just the Best Actor category and not both, right? And then she goes, they point out J.K. Rowling, people who menstruate. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wumben? Wimpond?
Wimbledon, I think.
Wimbledon. And then we have, and it's not just her, Macy Gray, which I don't know if anybody here is old enough to remember who Macy Gray was, but she was a musician. She still is a musician.
She was.
She still is. She still
Red
is.
Fired her.
She says, the ITRA hitmaker insists she wasn't defining trans women, just women, after saying on Piers Morgan Uncensored, who is canceling cancel culture.
Oh, yeah, he's cancel culture Jesus, right?
Yeah. remember? The icon, the legend.
I haven't thought about him in a while.
The man, the myth.
Just because you go and change your parts, it doesn't make you a woman. That is a hot, 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 spicy take in 2022.
Which is actually basic and, like, it's so spicy.
Well, it's something you hear in real life when you're around normal people. Yeah. But if you see it on
it hurts. You
Pierce
know what I mean?
Morgan Uncensored. Ooh, it's a different story. We're all like shocked.
She's gonna have to line up with J.K. Rowling and Bette Midler, and the one's a writer, one's a musician, one's an actor. They can form their own little weird
this
feminist justice.
It's gonna
league.
Be amazing.
It'll be amazing.
What bothers me about all of this is that they're just cannibalizing themselves all the time. Like, even Bette Midler's tweet, she's saying it in the context of Roe v. Wade. She said, we are being stripped of our rights over our bodies. But then she's cloaking that in a way to, like, push back on the trans-inclusive language requirements that we have now.
Yep.
You can only protest against one thing that doesn't make sense in the name of something else that doesn't make sense.
It is a self eat, like, they just, like, literally eat their own
and
arguments.
And then with the Film Awards thing, they originally implemented the delineation of, like, best female this, best female that, because they were trying to appear more equitable and woke, like, for their day,
because they wanted to make
and
sure
then,
women got an award too.
Then they got rid of it again to adapt to the constantly changing,
you can't win,
expectations and standards of their own that they are imposing on everyone else and themselves. Like, it's completely cannibalizing themselves all the time.
So maybe they don't have categories anymore. There's no more, like, best documentary, no more best movie. It's just best movie, and all movie categories go in that one. It's just it's not best director in a documentary, or best director in a motion picture, or best, because there are separate categories for director or even sound design. Like, it's not best cinematographer in this and that. You have to now just do all one award, and only one person wins an award every year. In the name of fairness.
But it's weird because we used to be like, oh, all those, hello.
Thank you.
All of those parents just want to give all their kids participation trophies. And now we're like, only one award.
Only
May the
one.
Best win. Like, we're really all
best
over the map
person.
Here.
Only and one I, award and everyone wins it.
Yeah, or only one award and only one person wins it, even though you're all trying to get awards. Like, maybe all these, like, well, first we're going to have best picture of the year or whatever. And then it's like, well, best like action and then comedy. And like they broke it down. And then it became like, oh, we'll break down even more. Like maybe we're returning to a place where we're like, no, we need one specific winner. We cannot handle all of these options.
And there's still no award for best stuntman.
Yeah,
like, in an industry that like literally survives.
The whole point of it is you're only giving awards to people who are obsessed with like self-aggrandizing.
Also, you mean stunt person, right?
Yes, I did. I meant stunt person.
I think Bette Midler is. I tend to think she's actually just kind of being a boomer here, and she's totally. Like
boomer.
She's like kind of just very upset about all of the things, and so it's not that she is. She's like. The trans thing and the Roe thing, and we just need to be more traditional feminists, which I assume she was in her day. I don't care about Bette Midler. I liked when she and Governor Jim Justice were kind of having a back and forth. That was hilarious to me.
Macy Gray also deleted the tweet, so it just proves that they don't even stand Ooh. By their words. The stunt thing's funny because I was rewatching one of my favorite movies of all time this weekend. It's called Rad. It was a biking movie from the 80s. It was like the thing that got me into action sports, like when you're really young and at a really impressionable age. And back then, there just wasn't any female BMXers that were up to the skill level of the people who did the stunts in that movie. It's by a guy named Dave Fiola. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where Lori Loughlin is in that movie. It's that, and she's like very young in that movie. And it's very clearly Dave Fiola with the worst wig you've ever seen on, wearing like mid-height boots mm-hmm. and white pants. And it's just, like the legs are enormous compared to like what Lori Loughlin's legs look like. And it's just, yeah. So nowadays you would have to have one of both genders. Otherwise it wouldn't work. Also, a movie that was once considered so bad by Talia Shire that she bought the rights to it so it couldn't be released.
Really?
Yep.
What a bold move.
She just recently allowed them to put it out on streaming.
So. She's like, I've worked through this. I'm okay with you. Yeah,
she's old now. And Lori Loughlin just got out of jail and went to her first like red carpet after the loan or the education wow. scandal thing. Yeah.
That's a redemption arc.
Yeah, I love a good redemption story.
I feel like her daughter didn't suffer enough.
She's like, I didn't want to go to college anyway.
That's why I don't, like, Olivia Jade didn't really do anything wrong because she didn't even want to go to school.
She was very clearly didn't want to go to school.
She didn't have to pose for the rowing photos. Like, she didn't have to go to college. She's 18. She could have dropped out. She stayed in.
She has, like, basically no self-determination, though. Like, if your parents are that involved... I don't know.
Super chats.
Taryn Jones said, jurors are chosen from voter rolls, so probably accurate. Also, Hannah Claire had me imagining McGruff showing up for jury duty.
That's incredible.
That's what I think happened,
That's
guys.
That's what we want.
Forget this 1945 red herring. Thank it's you. Actually a dog.
We are getting right by us. We are right by a crisis party.
We're so close to a crisis party.
Okay, I'm going to...
So much muttering of you guys. Crisis party.
Next one.
Dragon's Talon 1001 said, best movie documentary director for women's issues, Matt Walsh for What is a Woman?
I can guarantee, I'm not a...
We love you.
I am not one who predicts the future, but I can predict with fair certainty that he will not win any awards for that documentary from mainstream Hollywood.
Do we even want awards from
mainstream
Hollywood?
No, we do not.
Like,
no,
if they
not.
Gave him an award, that would, like, invalidate what he's doing, right? Nope. Like,
true.
We don't really... It's like
I don't think he's the type of person that even needs approval. Like, the more people he upsets, the better.
Yeah. Also, like, if it's an institution you don't respect, if they don't respect you, you still don't care, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he gets like more like low key and kind of bored looking the angrier he gets? Like, as he gets angrier, his eyes grow.
I've never seen Matt Walsh angry.
His eyes grow softer as he gets angrier.
I've seen Ben Shapiro angry.
Yes.
Weird.
Somebody recently posted, they're like, this is what happens when you debate with Ben Shapiro, and they showed that one time he lost control with like Piers Morgan over like gun control.
I think Matt Walsh probably is the kind of dad that says like, I'm not angry, I'm just extremely disappointed, and then his kids like burst into tears, you know?
I would.
Like, so cool and controlled.
All right, there's one more there.
Well, I have one from Bad App.
Thank you.
Ooh, what is happening?
are curse words allowed in Super Chats, by the way? Because I'm like, why are you using so many weird, like, substitution words?
Well, if they're looking out for us, they're looking out for us. They're making sure we don't swear. Thank you. thank you.
Would you rather Amber chud your bed or watch Lightyear?
I would rather watch Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, but if I had to choose between the two, I would probably watch
Lightyear. No cheating.
Zing, got him. They didn't specify.
Newt said, how about even better? We get rid of these dumb award shows.
You're not
wrong. Hey, that
was
my idea first.
You are not wrong, my friend.
I think it's something, a petition I'll start to send to Joe Biden, who will definitely take it seriously.
There was a really funny one to like, I love when they try to like legitimize, not to get political, when they're like, James Corden visits the Oval Office with Joe Biden and brightens it up by posting a Harry Styles picture on his desk, and Joe Biden just looks really confused and like, who the hell is Harry Styles? Like,
he's like,
so
he's one of my grandchildren.
He's like, who is BTS? Who is
also like
Harry Styles?
Stop trying to bring celebrities in the White House to make it seem interesting.
Olivia Rodrigo was like the last straw for me. Like, stop immediately.
They've all been bad. There's never been one person that's been in there that I'm like, oh, you're elegant and graceful and representing our cultural and artistic interests in our country. Every single one, I'm like, man, White House didn't pay enough. Like, they're
really
being
creepy.
Cheap here.
Like, the Olivia Rodrigo one was so that they could, like, boost Gen Z vaccination rates, which is just like, what?
Creepy.
St. Miles said, let's party.
It's on a timer, so it will go soon.
Thank you for giving us a crisis
party, sir.
Oh, cool.
Dragons Talon 1001 said, Brett, I loved you in the movie Better Off Dead. Can you say your tagline for us? Come on, I want my $2, LMAO.
Am I...
You're in a movie?
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't either.
Did I fall and get a concussion?
Real quick, super chat what he's supposed to say and we'll read it out
loud. I'm afraid that Brett isn't in on the inside joke.
I'm not.
It's so in. Brett is outside.
It's so in that I'm literally on the outside.
I'm going to just start making a movie title. Brett, I loved you in Backyard Wars. Can you say your line for me?
That's not a thing. There's no movie called Backyard Wars.
That's a joke, Brett.
Could have been a pro wrestling show back in the day. All right. Well, we will eventually get to the crisis party when the timer goes. Yes. But we are going to move on, and we are going to talk about Podluck, which Mary asked me earlier. She said, did you come up with Podluck all on your own? Which made me feel like like maybe she doesn't think I'm that smart.
Good
so.
For you. Like, you made Podluck.
That's a pun. That's
She's
funny,
like,
Brett.
Slowly asserting dominance over the show, but being like, you came up
you're
with
very
this by yourself.
Smart.
You're very so smart. Cool.
You're all fired. You're all fired.
You can't
all right,
fire me.
We're doing Podluck. So the first one I want to talk about, Minions Rise. The Rise of Gru. So first, we talked about earlier when we were recording our show for Friday.
It's a show you're going to see.
You will see it.
Later than this one.
Brett's got other things to do.
Sorry for breaking the
here.
Fourth wall.
Yes.
Like, we do actually, you know, sit here in front of cameras and like, make the show. We're not just in the room with you. We're not inside the computer.
That would be cool. That would be cool. I just wanted to point out that Minions Rise of Gru made $108 million, $125 over the four-day weekend. And Lightyear fell another 64%, only making $6,574,000.
Yes!
It's only made $105 million.
We hate Lightyear!
For a Pixar movie that is from a Disney property.
Thank you.
That is absolutely insane how bad that movie is doing.
Did Lightyear end up... I saw some headline that was like, Lightyear outdoes Top Gun Maverick, but then I never saw that headline again.
No, that's whatever that was clickbait.
Yeah.
See, I was mean, like, there's
I
no way.
It's confusing because I think like the new Minions movie is just as derivative
of the other three
as Lightyear. There have been
but with
two
less
other...
pandering from Disney and Disney tell it's less of the of Disney being an awful company that everybody hates.
Yeah, there were three Despicable Me's.
Yes,
and then there was one other Minions movie, right?
Yeah.
And this is the second one.
But the
you're
first...
at the fifth one.
It's too much, guys. It's too much.
Lightyear is at I believe like the sixth movie in like the Toy Story universe.
There it is.
Thank
I was
you.
Waiting. It scared Hannah Claire, which means it was a good day. Today's a good day, guys. Today is a good day.
Been here in a little while. I forgot that this is like it starts with like.
We turn
a
the speaker
noise.
Up too.
Thank you.
You guys don't understand. I'm a grandma, and every time I come in, I'm like, Brett, can you turn my headphones
she
down?
She does. Hannah Claire literally makes me turn her headphones down. Thank you guys for the crisis party.
I really love this.
Which, by like, the...
this is so cool. Also, so patriotic. Look at that red,
before
white, blue.
Before we move on, like when we were recording the show for Friday, it was actually really, really interesting because we had, like, with no, like, interaction with like a live with like you guys. Like we were like talking about it, and I was like actually making like my points and like
We were having like a coherent conversation.
I like it better this
where
way.
Money wasn't shooting at our faces.
I kind of love the fact that my conversations are less coherent, but we get to talk with you guys. So it was a whole different thing. It was crazy. So yes, Top
it's
Gun
just
Maverick.
The, like crazy amount of money that gets scattered all over this desk that I like.
Well, we got a Mary. We got a thing to pick up the money with later.
Oh yeah, yes. Someone sent us a little grabber tool to grab money from all of the corners of this room.
Exactly. Top Gun Maverick made another $25 million because it really is proof. Because
it's just like taking a victory lap around
so
the track.
Freaking. Based. That's
like,
why
they're like it's just a Tom Cruise and he's got like a love interest and he flies jets.
There's a bunch of other good looking young men.
Yeah, and young women. There are good looking young women.
There's like two.
And then the other one's
except in one shot. She's off the corner.
There's the one, and there's another one who's like always positioned behind her, out of focus because of like the depth of field. And then Jennifer Connelly is not as young as that other one, but
she
still very good looking lady still. So it says, Top Gun Maverick makes $25 million. Then Elvis pulled in 19. That was actually a smaller drop than I thought Elvis was going to go through. Jurassic World Dominion took a 41% drop, making another $15 million, bringing that to $331 million. And I think over $800 million worldwide. So like 331 domestic, $800 million worldwide. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit higher than that now. And Lightyear with a dismal $105 million worldwide. So
how much did they put into making it?
$200 million at least.
I thought it was like $300 million.
Yeah.
Maybe four include toys.
I'm not
right?
I'm not including advertising.
Toys and marketing.
So.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even feel like
I don't
like,
even feel bad for them.
I don't think they marketed very hard for Lightyear.
Lightyear did. No, it did.
I didn't catch it, I guess.
I feel like they had to start. Was this like a pandemic delay movie?
No.
I feel like it was like.
I think it started after. I think production started after the pandemic.
Top Gun was.
I really do believe that it's less about it being woke, and I think it's more about they just didn't know who the hell to market it to.
Also, no mm-hmm. one needs this many movies in what? Like, I'm so tired of having to say this. I just don't understand why we have to be like, you know what did well? That one movie. Let's make 27 of them. Let's make this as thin and as bizarre as possible so that we can never stop using the exact same characters and only have to come up with a little bit of plot.
Speaking
of... Is that how
you
feel about Minions?
I've never seen any of
what
Minions.
What I hate about Minions is that they don't speak, so you don't even have to write a story.
Yeah, yeah, you just have to be like... Make some noises when voice actors like, I got
like,
it.
Like, we are that stupid.
Speaking of sequels.
Well, also, like, who do you put it on for? Small children. So you're just asking them to not be exposed to expansive vocabulary. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? I actually heard that the Minions movies were, like, very charming and people really like them. And I'll give you 3, right? I know it's controversial.
That seems even generous.
I honestly don't. I prefer no sequels on good movies. But it seemed like it did well. I had a little trilogy moment. Stop after that. I don't want a 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 100th movie. I'm looking at you. What is it? What's the one with Vin Diesel in it?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious with 10? Like, you have to be kidding me. But at least you... I mean, Brett...
Boo-hoo.
Typically when I make this like...
Carl Wambulance, why don't you?
Throw my stack
get
of
some,
money at you.
Get a Whamburger and some French fries
look,
and go
look,
eat lunch.
But give me this. Ready? So normally when I make my anti-sequel speech and no one come at me and be like, but trilogies, that's a different thing. Brett will say, but they make money. But
sorry, it's just the way of the world.
But Buzz Lightyear is not making money.
Nope.
Buzz Lightyear is losing money.
You're
is
right.
Is this... Have I just been an oracle ahead of my time and now people understand that this
no,
is
I mean,
unnecessary?
It was a bad idea from the start as a spinoff because mm-hmm. no one is invested in Lightyear the man. They're invested in the toy character.
And it's in light in Buzz without Woody.
And the whole charm of Toy Story was that it's toys that are sentient.
Yep.
They're not people. And that's the whole point.
And speaking of sequels, James Cameron says that Avatar 2 is long. Deal with it. Take a leak if you must. So first of all, you're not getting me to see...
There's going to be a second.
With some snark
hate
like
it.
That. Oh, there's going to be 4 of them.
No. Wait. No, 4 total
three
or
more?
Three
more.
What federal holiday are we canceling over this?
No.
I'm asking you to tell me right now if people are this mad about the 4th of July, what federal holiday are we
canceling?
That was just Buzz.
3 hours long.
But the first one didn't even have a plot. It was just to show off cool CGI stuff so that you could, like, use it as a display on all the TVs in Best Buy.
We went and saw the Batman, and the Batman was 2 hours and 55 minutes.
And I
felt every Ooh. Single bit of that 2 hour and 55 minute runtime. So I don't think, like, one of the reasons they avoid movies that are this long is because you just can't show as many showings per day. Mm-hmm. When the movie's that long, they want to get it in and out so that they can put the movie right back up and start the process over again.
Like an opera that has a plot and is beautiful and has an intermission. Like, let's
what happened
to this?
Intermissions, by the way?
They've gone the way
I
of
want
the,
them back.
I don't understand why they won't come back. They're cool.
He says, Cameron says in part, I don't want anybody whining about the length when they sit and binge watch television for 8 hours. You can go to the bathroom at your own house and pause it. That is not even a fair argument. You're not even trying.
Also, he just looked at every television, like writing team staff, and he's like, my thing is better than yours. People shouldn't watch your stuff. They should watch my stuff.
He's not even, like, that's not even a real argument.
Also, like binge watching doesn't have as much of a cost to the viewer.
Yeah. It says, I can almost write this part of the review. The agonizingly long 3-hour movie. It's like, give me an effing break. I watch my kids sit and do 5 1-hour episodes in a row. Do your kids actually sit there for 5 episodes, or do they get up and go get something to
eat? And they
eat?
Lay on the floor, they and go, they color, and they, like, check their phones, and then they, like, ask you to make them a snack. Like, that's not an actual comparison. Also, why, like, you're telling us number two is going to be 3 hours. So number two is going to be three
He's
hours.
Gonna
next one's going to be 4 hours.
It's
going to be
an hour longer,
it's gonna be
every
a,
time.
Oh, I cannot.
Remember, this is the guy who made Titanic, and Titanic is the movie that had to come in 2 VHS tapes because it was so long.
I mean,
this man.
Mary, I don't know if you know what a VHS tape is. It's like this rectangular thing. You put it into, it was like a DVD, but bigger. Have you?
Okay. I'm not exactly
I'll show
sure
you. I'll show you
works.
One. We have a time machine down there. I'll show you
we
later.
We can go to a thrift store or a Goodwill and get some.
Thank
once you check them out.
They're crazy.
I hope Avatar 2 bombs because this is so pretentious. And no one even cared about the plot of the first one. No one was invested in it. They were just like, haha, cool looking blue people.
There was a Critical Drinker video that says Avatar, the most successful failure of all time or box office bomb of all time. Like, for his saying, like, it's a really, really successful movie, but wasn't a very good movie.
Whatever message it did have, which was very little, was extremely, like, just low effort environmentalist propaganda, basically.
He also adds that there's a big social paradigm shift that has to happen. It's okay to get up and go pee. Well, he's speaking for your bodily autonomy.
I'm
right
really
there.
Liking he's like, we've got to have a serious debrief about the culture. You can take a bathroom like
none of your
no one,
business.
No one will look at you differently if you have to get up and walk away and
the
go to the
I do court think rules. We need to bring intermissions back.
Yeah, I do too.
It would help concessions as well.
If you need a cultural shift, why don't you bring that back, James? Who is this, James Cameron?
James Cameron.
Like, if you want us to take a bathroom break, put it in intermission.
Put some of the credits in the middle.
Even TMZ points out that part doesn't actually make much sense unless he's advocating for people being willing to miss parts of the movie rather than just pee their pants.
See, that's the thing. That makes me think Mary's right. This one's also going to have no plot. And he's like, you just need to get up and take a bathroom break. And
you won't miss anything.
And then it's like when you come back in, you don't get it. He's like, oh, well, but you took the bathroom break. So you missed part of it.
It's not even fair. Have you seen the size of those drinks they sell?
Yes.
They're like buckets.
All right. Do you want to talk about Natalie Portman and what you think? You had an interesting take on this that I agreed with, and I thought you might want to speak on this one.
Well, if what you mean, but I had multiple takes. But if you I can say she basically in this role they took away all of her femininity.
Yes, because they don't want women to be women; they want women to be like men.
Yeah, and they didn't. I don't think they cast the right person in this role either, because they could have easily picked an actress who is like naturally suited to it, like with her physique.
Technically,
Natalie
they
Portman's
couldn't because she was in the first ones.
She could have not.
But I think it was. I think it was always the wrong casting because they could have easily chosen an actress whose physique like fits this image. She's a 6-foot-tall, muscular woman.
Not in the original version of the comics. Before the it's hard to the comic. I'm not even going to get into a long explanation of the comics. The idea is like when she's the character she's playing in the original movies before transformation or whatever. Like it wouldn't have made sense. So it's. it doesn't really work. It was a different time.
Yeah. So she said, it was really wonderful to get to do training. I haven't been tasked in my lifetime to get as big as possible for a role.
Because that's normally guys that asked to do that.
I'm 5'3" and my character is 6 feet. So there's movie magic as well. Oh, you don't say. Well,
Tom Cruise is like 5'6" and he's always standing on apple boxes or being filmed low to the sides.
I am really opposed to this. I think as someone who is considered extremely tall for women, I think that they should have cast someone the appropriate height. Mm. It's only the accurate way to carry out representation in this country.
Absolutely.
And I think Hollywood's not accountable for what they're doing to tall actresses.
Where is the representation?
Not to mention all of the redheaded genocide we're going through in Hollywood.
That's not even a joke, though.
I know. I know.
What stood out to me is her saying, I have to give credit to Marvel for putting a 40-year-old, 5'3" mother in the role. It's been a major highlight of my career and getting to impress my kids.
Vanity. Pure vanity.
They didn't cast... It's like they didn't cast Natalie Portman. They cast you as Jane Foster. Why is it about what you are?
Yep.
And
I feel like she's kind of revealing that she does also feel like I was not well cast for this role.
Yeah, she's
like,
admitting she's like, the conflict of it.
Because I'm normally not asked to bulk up. And, you know, I'm actually like over 10 inches or just about 10 inches shorter than I should be. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm actually a mom. And I just it's cool that they did this. Like, I think she's revealing to us that she also is like, I don't really get what I am doing here.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah. And then like in this picture from the movie, it just the way that they dressed her also, it just looks very masculine and counteracting everything about like who, like what Natalie Portman's image has always
been.
Those
are CGI arms, my friends.
Her arms are like huge, and I don't believe that they're
not
naturally
that
like that. And she's claiming it took her 10 months to train.
I believe that she got bigger. They're not as big as they are in that photo. Like if you look down by where the glove is, just no way.
It's crazy because there are women who naturally carry more muscle, like who
are
tall,
that they could have casted if you wanted to represent that in film, but. They didn't. They just decided to use computers for it. And they covered her body with, like, this breastplate that she just looks masculine, and it's off-putting.
Because they want to defeminize everything about how, like, you're not a woman if you do a feminine role. You're a woman if you do a man's role, but as a woman.
It's just another case of that.
It's kind of like getting rid of the male and female acting categories and making it just one big category. It's the erasure of women.
It's Hollywood is very sexist. I don't think it's the erasure of like everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's homogeny. Just women. I think it's like getting rid of any indication of gender and therefore that you may not be exactly the same as everyone else. And
homogeny.
I think that's weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's finish off with a womp womp womp. I want a womp 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 about Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash back on Spotify, ending Joe Rogan fueled boycott. Womp, 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 womp.
Womp, womp.
Your virtue and your morals and your taking a stand only go so far, ladies and gentlemen.
And they stopped making an income and they were like, wait a minute, we need that sweet, sweet.
It's
Spotify
so funny.
Money.
Like, who do you think is making more money for Spotify?
I know.
Joe Rogan or Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Who's the other one? Bruce Springsteen left too.
Group.
And they're like, gee.
Like, Spotify being like, thing is.
And then when you realize they don't care about your like overinflated sense of celebrity, then you come crawling back to Spotify.
So it says Crosby, Stills, and Nash apparently aren't giving us just a song before they go. Get it. That's because they've decided to return to Spotify, ending a boycott of the streamer that began in February in protest of podcaster Joe Rogan's content.
Which nothing happened, and then that was it.
They're like, well, nobody cares about COVID anymore, so we might as well go back because people don't give a crap about. They're like, but if he says one thing about monkeypox, we're out of here. They're going to get the hell out. It says, a joint statement issued by the group at the time said they agreed with Young's concerns of Rogan spreading dangerous disinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic through his podcast. I skipped the part up here. Where it
I
says,
think Joe Rogan should come up with a skincare line called Dangerous Misinformation. That's what he should sell.
Well, we always value alternate points of view. No, you don't. You literally do not value alternative points of view. you are a hypocrite. Knowingly spreading disinformation during the a global pandemic has deadly consequences, the band wrote. Until real action is taken to censor people we don't like. Oh, okay, sorry, that's not what it says. is taken to show that concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce. We don't want our music or our music we made together to be on the same platform. Bite me. God, these people are freaking annoying.
Do you think that they use those plates that separate your food, too, so nothing touches?
Yeah, probably. They probably eat pizza with forks.
Oh, my gosh.
This is worse.
This last part is to soften the return's impact. They said they would donate streaming proceeds to COVID-19 charities for at least a month.
Well, you're going to make a huge dent in the global pandemic with a month, guys. Thank you. For at least a month.
We might do more depending, but if we don't make that much,
we're going to
keep it.
What do you make in a month? Like $100?
My favorite, there was a comment that says, smart, they affected change and now they're going to use the offending platform to finance truth. Love it. And somebody's like, what the hell are you talking about?
This is what makes me think, like, the comments are just full of bots. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, that was a fairly specific one. They maybe they just didn't realize that Joe Rogan was never going to be...
It just doesn't seem
real. So, yes, the hypocrites, douchebags, a lot of them. Super chats before we go.
Yes, unavailable ID name said, there's no non-NC-17 movie called Backyard
Wars. He's absolutely right.
Oh, gosh. I don't watch movies, so I am not responsible for this game.
Caper2X said, Bake Off, Marion Hannah Claire, Brett, disguised as a minion.
Actually, I would be a, what was it that we read earlier? Gentle Minion.
Oh, yeah, the Gentle Minion.
You'll see that on Friday when we talk about that with Dane.
I got into it's a heated argument about Gentle Minions with
Dane. I love when you guys
Dane.
Have inside jokes the days I'm on the show.
I can't wait for you guys
it's like middle school all over again.
Bad App said, Brett.
There is no Brett here. There's a Brett with two T's here. There is no.
There's a Brett.
Yes, you Brett. Can.
I don't want to read this one because it's mean to Brett.
He intimates that I am involved in some type of
The suspense is killing me over here.
Bad, what would you call it? Adult film.
Adult film.
Yes.
Gross.
unavailable ID name said, Hannah Claire can't say anything about Avatar. It's a trilogy. How do you know it's a trilogy?
I thought they said I thought they said they wanted 2, 3, and 4 parts. Maybe it is just 3.
What?
I can say anything bad Avatar. You don't understand. I'll concede that some things are trilogies. Doesn't mean I have to like them or think they're all worth
and
it.
And Avatar first is not a trilogy.
First one came out in like 2009.
Yeah.
Like
way to go making that.
They're just
second
trying to
part.
Copy Top Gun Maverick and come out with stuff decades later.
I just hope it flops. I hope it flops so hard. Dragon's Talon 1001 said, Friday the 13th, part 289, Freddy dragged to hell.
I did watch the scene in Jason takes Manhattan where he's like boxing with the guy on top of the rooftop and then he lets the guy just punch himself out and then he just knocks the guy's head off the top of the building and it flies and it's great. It's the highlight of my life. It's
Boo.
The first time I saw it. It's
Boo.
The greatest thing ever.
Have higher standards for yourself.
Decapitates. Jason takes Manhattan.
Yes, that's the actual name of it.
Caper2X said, man up, Brett, wear a diaper.
I shall never do that to see a movie.
also, but Avatar 2 is going to be so worth it.
Also,
no.
Cameron, if you want to have a big impact on culture, bring back the intermission. Like, Please. If you want to have a legacy, this could be you.
The movie theaters are going to make more money if you do that. Just, right? Like, it supports them.
I stand by this, like, idea that it's because there's no plot, so he needs to have a reason why people don't understand it. It's because they missed something.
Yeah,
they'll,
exactly.
Then they'll come back a second time and realize they didn't actually
they
miss anything.
Nothing.
I missed 5 minutes, and that was what the entire plot hinged upon. Jonathan Harris said, Buzz Lightyear came out 20 years too late. There was an animated movie and TV show that was actually good.
Yep, Buzz Lightyear, Starkman.
Justin Gielan said, Avatar was just CGI Pocahontas. I mean, pretty much.
So funny. That was great.
All right. That is. There's one more. Go for it.
Unavailable ID name said, I remember spending all day at a movie theater watching Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings trilogy extended cuts. It was epic.
Yep.
Stuff like that can be fun. I just don't think.
We got another one.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's keep going.
Bad App said, Brett, Soul Skaters.
The T in skaters is redundant there. If the 8 is in skate, you need not add the T.
I can't see the
I'm
comments.
Judging him for his mean comment about me in adult films earlier.
Just Mary and Brett can. So watching his face contort when he reads something is very funny.
Dragons,
I can't read.
Dragon's Talon 1001 said, Avatar 2, sponsored by Depends.
given James Cameron's
love
age,
it.
That's perfect. That is perfect. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for coming today. Hannah Claire, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you guys for having me. It's a blast to be back.
That was a fairly civilized discussion on sequels and award shows.
I'm just working on my official campaign platform. I'm working with my team. Like, one day when I run for office, this will be my one issue.
No objects were thrown.
Exactly. Perfect. Hannah Claire, let them know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on, where can you find me?
Where at?
It's been so long. I haven't been here in a couple days. You can find me on Instagram at hannahclaire.b. You can find me on Gab at hannahclaireb. And you can find me, of course, on timcast.com. Click on the read tab.
And Bad App says one more time, he cursed my name to the sun, so I apologize.
Are you feuding with someone in the comments during my outro?
It always gets heated. you can find me on Instagram and WeChat at CloserKitty. And whenever I post articles on timcast.com, I promote them there. Thank you for hanging out with us today, guys. I missed you.
We have all missed you so much, guys. And again, we will not be here. The Thursday, there will be the videos from Wednesday's episode. Friday, there will be a special not live edition of the podcast. Then when come Monday the following week, it goes right back to normal. But we will be here tomorrow with Sour Patch Lids. I never know if she wants me to call her Lydia or Sour Patch Lids to the crowd.
I don't know.
At
what do people know her as more? Sour Patch Lids, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
She's a producer on TimCast IRL.
Exactly. So, guys, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Brett Dasovic for the show. Again, tomorrow we will be live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, noon Pacific. And you know the rest for the following week, and that's youtube.com. For the show, we are also on social media. We are on Twitter at @PopCulture_show, Facebook and TikTok at @PopCultureCrisis, and on Instagram at @PopCultureCrisisPod. If you would prefer to listen rather than watch, we are on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Pandora. We will be back live with another episode tomorrow. We'll see you then, guys. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.